The Palestinian Engineers Association and the family of abducted engineer Deraa Abu Sisi held a protest in front of the United Nations Coordinator's Office, UNSCO, in Gaza, demanding his immediate release. Abu Sisi, who worked as the Director of Operations in Gaza's power plant, went missing in the Ukraine on February 18th. Abu Sisi, who is married to a Ukrainian woman, traveled to the Ukraine to apply for a Ukrainian citizenship.
We asked the Palestinian diplomatic mission in Ukraine to probe his disappearance. We also asked embassies of several Arab countries to help us secure his return to his family.
The family of Abu Sisi blamed Mossad agents for his irregular rendition.
We blame the Ukrainian government for what has happened because they helped Mossad agents abduct him. Mossad agents have acted on Ukrainian soil, and that must have happened with the knowledge of the Ukrainians.
Tel Aviv previously refused to confirm Abu Sisi's detention, but an Israeli court confirmed on Sunday that he is currently being held by Israeli intelligence services for interrogation. A lawyer from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, managed to meet with Mr. Abu Sisi in an Israeli jail on Sunday.
He told us that he was arrested in Ukraine by a group of people who later told him that they were Israeli Mossad agents. They took him aboard a plane, and then he ended up in an Israeli jail.
International activists say the kidnapping of Abu Sisi shows the impunity of Israel.
What Israel is doing by abducting yet another person, as they did with Mordecai Vanunu many years ago, is acting with impunity. They act with impunity all the time. They murdered the Hamas leader in Dubai, assassinated him. They bombed Gaza with heavy weapons, including white phosphorus, during Operation Cast Lead, during the Mavi Marmara attack. They murdered 9 people on board that same ship. Israel continues to act in this regard because the rest of the world does absolutely nothing.
After over a month of imprisonment, Abu Sisi is reportedly experiencing serious psychological problems due to lengthy interrogations. Amid an international conspiracy of silence, protesters are calling on the international community to address Israel's abduction of Palestinians and their imprisonment without charge or trial. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.